Chapter 5. Strategies for the street. Street strategies. You can develop the physical skills to operate a motorcycle with continued practice and training, but it takes the same effort to develop your mental skills for riding. Awareness, focus, and strategic thinking are the mental skills that may contribute even more to your safety than your physical abilities. You may have excellent swerving skills, but if you recognize a hazard early through strategic thinking skills, you may never need to put your hazard avoidance skills to the test. Proactive strategy can help you see hazards early, so you can plan to negotiate them safely instead of as an emergency situation. Seeing and being seen. The strategies below are all useful techniques to increase your visibility, as well as your ability to see what is ahead of you. Lane choice. One of the ways you can increase your ability to see and be seen is by choosing the best possible lane, and then the position within that lane in which to ride. Appropriate lane choice can help you to see farther down the road and help other road users see you better. Keep in mind that riding between lanes, commonly known as lane splitting, and riding on the shoulder is against the law in Washington State. You should constantly evaluate what the best lane and position is in which to ride. Think about advantages and disadvantages for each lane, and which one serves you best at the time. Consider this example. Some of the advantages of riding in the left lane could be: it might be less crowded. It could be moving faster. There is a possible escape path to the left. You typically only have to be concerned about traffic on one side of you. Some disadvantages of riding in this lane could be: it may be moving faster than you want to go. If traffic is backed up, vehicles may suddenly switch into your lane in front of you, possibly without looking. What if you need to exit, but that exit is accessed only by the far right lane? Traffic and surface conditions change, therefore riders must always be scanning for hazards. Choose the lane that serves you the best at any given moment. Switch lanes frequently to address ever-changing circumstances, and to give yourself an adequate safety margin of time and space. Note: in Washington State, motorcycles are allowed to use the HOV, Diamond, lanes at any time. Lane position. Have you ever moved over a bit within your lane to try and see around the vehicle ahead of you, or shifted to avoid a hazard while driving your car? Riding a motorcycle gives you even more room within your lane to change positions. There are three positions in each lane that motorcycle riders can use: the outside, the middle, and the inside portion of the lane. Most three-wheeled motorcycles are more limited than two-wheelers in their choice of lane position because of their size, but even small adjustments can help you negotiate hazards, see around the vehicle ahead of you, or make yourself more visible to other road users. You can choose which position is best within your lane. Each has advantages and disadvantages. For example, some of the advantages of riding in the left position of a lane are: you may be able to see around the vehicle in front of you. Other road users may be able to see you better. The driver in front of you may see you better in their side mirror. Some of the disadvantages of riding in this position could be: you are closer to oncoming traffic. You may be more affected by wind blasts from oncoming vehicles and semi-trucks. What is the best lane position in which to ride? It is the one that allows you the best chance to see, be seen, and to quickly avoid hazards. Lane positioning is dynamic, which means that lane position changes constantly with every new hazard or change in traffic. Being visible. The most common comment from drivers after colliding with a motorcyclist is, "I didn't see you." Make yourself visible. Choose the lane and position that increases your ability to see and be seen. Recognize and move out of other vehicles' blind spots. You can increase your visibility by wearing brightly or lightly colored gear, wearing gear with retroreflective strips or panels, adding auxiliary lights to your motorcycle, ensuring you use your turn signals, flashing your brake light when slowing through the use of engine braking. What helps you notice motorcyclists when you are on the road? Your answer to this question can help further develop your strategy to be more visible. creating time and space. Your street strategy of seeing and being seen will be even more effective if you create time and space around you. Time allows you to see a hazard and plan a response. Space gives you the time and room to execute your plan. The earlier you identify potential hazards by looking farther ahead, the more time and space you have to respond. You should constantly evaluate current road and traffic conditions. Choose your lane and position accordingly and ask yourself, "What if?" Take personal responsibility for creating time and space around you. You must continuously evaluate road and traffic conditions, adjust your speed, and change lane positions to create the time and space you need to be safe. Always evaluate an escape path as part of your time and space choice. Total stopping distance. It takes more time and space to stop your motorcycle than a four-wheeled vehicle. These are the three factors that make up total stopping distance. Perception. Amount of time it takes you to notice a hazard. Reaction. Amount of time it takes for your brain to send a signal to begin reacting. Execution. Carrying out the appropriate action. You spot a deer as you are riding at 60 miles per hour, 90 feet per second, on a two-lane highway. While carrying out the three factors that make up total stopping distance, you will have traveled an average of about 360 feet. How can you create the time and space necessary to respond safely and effectively to a hazard? One of the most effective ways is by keeping your eyes up and looking as far down the road as you possibly can. Look farther down the road. Imagine someone is going to throw a ball to you. Would you prefer if the person states that they are going to throw the ball, or not? If the person tells you that they are planning on throwing the ball, you can prepare for it to come your way. The more time you have to prepare for the object to come your way, the better you can perceive, react, and execute your plan. It is the same when riding your motorcycle. Do not override your sight distance by riding faster than you can respond to hazards. Whether on two or three wheels, strive to see at least 12 seconds down the road ahead of you. Where on the road will you be in 12 seconds? What are the potential hazards? Is there a vehicle with its brake lights on? Is there a construction zone? Is there a deer by the side of the road? What about other traffic? Ask yourself, in which lane should I be? Which position should I choose within my lane? How do I prepare for what is ahead? Constantly scan the road to evaluate your risk and identify all potential hazards. Create time and space for yourself by managing your distances all around you, and by looking as far down the road as possible. Following distance. Always keep an appropriate following distance to reduce the risk of rear-ending a vehicle in front of you. As the rider, you must create more space and time by managing the distance at which you follow the vehicle ahead of you. A minimum following distance of 3 seconds is recommended for both 2- and 3-wheeled motorcycles. Remember that 3 seconds is the absolute minimum, meant for ideal conditions. You should adjust your following distances to account for things like weather, fatigue, poor surface conditions, and traffic. Being followed. Whether stopped or moving, check your mirrors often so you can be aware of what is going on behind you. Remember, potential hazards can occur from all directions. If you are being followed too closely, which is often called tailgating, try to resist the temptation to speed up. Speeding up in this situation typically encourages the driver behind you to speed up as well, essentially trapping you between two vehicles. The resulting time and space cushion created can quickly turn hazardous. If you are being followed too closely, gradually slow down to create more space between you and the vehicles in front of you. Extra space will offer you more time to react to any possible hazards, sudden moves, or stops by the vehicle ahead of you. By slowing down, you have created an escape path in the form of time and space, and reduced your risk of a crash. Proactive strategy. What can you do to reduce your risk while riding your two- or three-wheeled motorcycle on the street? Develop both your physical and mental skills through awareness, training, and constant practice. Proactively create time and space for yourself by being aware and actively making choices that help you see and be seen. Continually scanning as far ahead as possible. Choosing the best lane and lane position for your current situation. Managing the distance between you, other road users, and hazards. Roadway management skills. During each day you spend on the road, you will encounter many different roadway features, surface conditions, and traffic situations. Intersections. The majority of motorcycle versus vehicle collisions occur at intersections. The most common type of this collision is when a car turns left across the path of the motorcycle. Intersections are often busy and crowded with a variety of road configurations, traffic lights, signs, and other obstacles. In addition, intersections often have features that create blind spots, making it more difficult for a rider to see and be seen. Choose a speed and lane position that maximizes your ability to see and be seen, and that accounts for surface and traffic conditions. Riders should always look for escape routes in case of an emergency. Look for roadway hazards and monitor traffic conditions. Remain in first gear at intersections, and check mirrors often to help avoid rear-end collisions. Make sure that other road users have stopped prior to proceeding through intersections. When you notice a car waiting at a green light, you should predict that they are waiting to turn and react accordingly. Make sure the right-of-way is clear and safe before proceeding. Cover your controls, getting ready to operate the clutch, brakes, etc., so you can use them quickly if necessary. Surface hazards. Slippery surfaces, like painted lines or arrows on the roadway, leaves, oil spots, steel construction plates, drainage grates, manhole covers, and gravel can all pose hazards, especially to two-wheelers. To help spot such hazards, look ahead for any changes in color or texture on the road surface. Different road surfaces will affect a motorcycle by changing traction and tire grip. Keep in mind that after the first rainfall of the season, roads may be even more oily and slippery. To help maintain the maximum amount of traction while traveling over a slippery surface, minimize any speed and directional changes. If you need to adjust speed or position, do it before you come to the slippery surface. Handle your controls gently when traveling over anything assumed slippery. You go where you look, so keep your eyes up the road instead of fixed on the slippery surface or hazard. Crossing an obstacle. There are times when you may need to cross over an obstacle. Obstacles may include railroad tracks, speed bumps, or debris on the road surface. Approach any obstacle at as close to a 90-degree angle as possible. Keep your head and eyes up, looking as far ahead as possible. Do not fixate on an object by looking down at it. If possible, try to raise yourself off of the seat a bit to let your legs act as shock absorbers. By raising yourself off the seat, you put more weight on the footrests, which lowers your center of gravity. This can help maintain stability, especially for two-wheeled motorcycles. Just before your front tire crosses the object, add a bit of throttle. Then as your front tire passes over the obstacle, roll off the throttle. This technique can help lighten your front end suspension and aid the front tire in moving across the object. Changing lanes. When you change lanes, check over your shoulder to make sure there are no vehicles in your blind spot. Your motorcycle will tend to go where you look, so make sure that you maintain a straight path while you are doing this. Use your turn signals to communicate your intention before changing lanes, and remember to cancel them when you have completed your maneuver. Passing. The risk associated with passing generally comes from failure to check your mirrors and blind spots. The most effective way to pass another vehicle is: plan your move. Move to the left side of your lane to increase your line of sight. Before passing another vehicle, make sure that the vehicle is not about to turn. Make sure that you are in a passing zone. Signal. Then check your blind spot. When you are certain it is safe, change lanes. Cancel your signal after completing the maneuver. Note. Although it may be legal to pass in an area, be aware of driveways and cars that may pull out in front of you. Riding at night. Motorcycle headlights are generally smaller and not as powerful as those in cars. This makes seeing and being seen harder for you while riding at night. You may consider altering your route to one that is wider, straighter, better lit, and with less hazard potential. To help compensate for the increased risk of riding at night. 1. Reduce your speed. Ride even slower than you would during the day, particularly on roads you don't know well. This will increase your chances of avoiding a hazard. It is harder to see a hazard ahead when riding at night. Don't ride so fast that you cannot stop quickly enough when you see a hazard in your headlight. If you can't see well, slow down. 2. Increase distance. Distances and hazards are harder to judge at night than during the day. Your eyes rely upon the contrast of shadow and light to determine how far away an object is, and how fast it may be coming. Contrasts are distorted and shadows are less defined at night. To be safe, increase your following distance accordingly. 3. Use all light sources. Sometimes the headlights of a vehicle in front of you can help give you a better view of the road at night. Change lane positions to achieve this. Watch for brake lights, since they can be a good indicator of dangers. If you see brake lights ahead of you being activated or bouncing up and down, there may be rough pavement or bumps in the road. Using other cars' lights can be beneficial, but may also obstruct your view if coming head-on. If you cannot see, look to the fog line or white line on the shoulder and use it to guide you down the road. Note: wildlife is more active between dusk and dawn. Target fixation. Target fixation is when you stare at an object or area so intently that you end up moving toward it. When you stare at an object or area while riding, you go where you are focusing, which means that you could potentially run into a hazard in the road instead of avoiding it. New riders often run the mistake of becoming distracted by details that are unimportant, which can lead to target fixation. Say you are taking a corner and find yourself staring at the guardrail. There is a high probability that you will find yourself drifting toward that area. This is an example of target fixation. Look where you want to go, not at the hazard. Make sure you are training your vision to look farther ahead through the line of sight, but also choose a lane position that allows you to identify and overcome obstacles in a safe manner. The only way to develop good motorcycling vision is to consciously practice until it becomes second nature. Group riding. Riding in a group can be fun and rewarding, but it can also be distracting and stressful. Newer riders should wait and gain experience before riding within a group. Before any group ride, reflect on the following. Give each other space. In Washington, it is legal for two motorcycles to ride side by side within the same lane. However, if you choose to ride side by side, be cautious. There is no place to go if you have to maneuver to avoid a car or hazard in the roadway. Riding side by side severely impacts your time and space cushion. Choose to ride safe. Choose to ride with space. Staggered formation. Riding side by side severely limits your ability to respond to hazards. Most groups of two-wheel riders choose to ride in a staggered formation, which is typically the best way to keep the group close while maintaining an adequate space cushion between riders. In curves, areas of limited visibility, or areas where more time and space is likely needed, bikes should move to a single file formation. Single file allows each rider to use appropriate cornering techniques by utilizing any or all lane positions. Single file formation during right-hand cornering also prevents riders who would be on the outside in a staggered formation from having to crowd the centerline close to oncoming traffic. In any position, remember to ensure you have a minimum 3-second following distance behind the rider in front of you. Ride your own ride. Remember that even in a group, you are responsible for creating your own safety. If you need to change your position within a formation to avoid a potential hazard, do so. If other group members are riding too fast or exhibiting dangerous behavior, do not compromise your safety trying to keep up or fit in.